imagine, but there are people that say that. I don't like that preacher, or I don't like that music. It doesn't get me going. Well, if it's the music that gets you going, you're coming for the wrong reason. It ought to be Jesus Christ that gets us going, correct? About what he's done and what he continues to do, and the fact that he's called us to help in that mission. Well, I don't like the color of those pews. I know, it's funny, isn't it? I don't like the way that he or she looked at me last time I was in church. I don't like this or I don't like that. Now, I've heard a lot of those I don'ts. How about you? You know, the funny thing is that I is right in the middle of sin. Besides, if I could be so bold, I don't remember the last time that God said, if you want to do this. When he lists those commandments in Exodus chapter 20 and then again in Deuteronomy 5, he didn't end that with, hey, if you want to do this, if you feel like doing this, if it's not raining on that day. Never once did he say, hey, Dave, if you want to do this, this is what I want you to do. But he said, this is what you're going to do, and if you don't do it, you're going to pay the price for that. You don't hear a whole lot of that in church today, do you? Well, you're going to hear some of it today. I want to tell you, I did not want to finish John. We have been in the Gospel of John for so long, we've only got two more chapters. And then I got to thinking, I got to remembering, this is where God has led me on this season in our lives. And so I'm going to stick to this. Besides, in John chapter 18, that we're going to be looking at today, it's about suffering. And whether you've ever suffered in your life or not, there's going to come a time where you will. Jesus promised us that. He said, if you're following me, you're going to suffer because the world is going to hate you. And what do people do who don't even like you, let alone hate us? Have you read the news lately? What's happening to Christians around our world today because of their faith in Jesus Christ? Because they will not back down, because they want to worship just like God said. They are being beheaded, they are being imprisoned, they are being tortured because of their faith. contrary, we find him standing tall, carrying out the redemptive plan of his Heavenly Father without flinching and without failing. He came to do God's will, and that's what he was going to do. And we can learn from that in knowing what God wants us to do and to continue doing what he has called us to do. Isaiah saw this some centuries before this, and in quoting God, this is what he said about Jesus. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. Isaiah 50, verse 6. Even the gospel writers were moved about the steadfastness, if you will, the determination that Jesus had in going to Jerusalem, knowing full well he was going to suffer an extenuating, glad y'all paying attention, an excruciating death. In Luke 9:51, he says, now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. There was no changing his mind. They tried to talk him out of it, but he said, no, this is what God wants me to do. This is what I'm going to do. And that's what Christians need to be doing today. Know what God wants us to do, and then get out there and do what God wants us to do. One of those things, by the way, you're doing this morning, because you are here to worship on the Lord's day. Regardless of the weather, regardless of the temperature, regardless of how you might feel, you're here this morning to worship. So good for you. All of this leads to see us, to see Jesus was no victim during this time. He was not some poor victim who got himself killed. This was on purpose, for a purpose, and that purpose was for you and I. He was the master of this moment. He was in charge of this. He knew what was going on, and he allowed it to happen. And my goal this morning is fourfold. I only have 3 points, but I have 4 purposes in sharing this with you this morning. First of all, to show what he suffered for us and why he did that. To help us see that Jesus made a way for us to have a relationship with God Almighty. To prove that he has done everything that is necessary for salvation. All we've got to do is admit, believe, and confess. And then fourthly, I want to show you that he is worthy of all of our trust and all of our faith through everything in our lives. So are you ready? First of all, I want to point out that we see him in his deity. In those verses I read, verses 1 through 11, several times in this chapter, Jesus proved his identity to those around him. And throughout his ministry, he had claimed to be God in the flesh. We read about it in John chapter establish the kingdom.